From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller in Washington. United States Attorney General Jeff Sessions is testifying before the Senate Intelligence Committee. When asked if Sessions discussed former FBI Director James Comey's firing with the president, he responded,
"I'm not able to discuss with you or confirm or deny the nature of private conversations that I may have had with the president on this subject or others."
Florida Senator Marco Rubio asked Sessions if he knew if President Trump recorded conversations in the Oval Office or anywhere else in the White House. Sessions responded that he did not. Sessions continues to testify before lawmakers. North Korea has released Otto Warmbier from prison. He's the 22-year-old American college student who was sentenced to 15 years in prison for attempting to steal a poster in 2016. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said efforts to free other Americans have not ended.
"We continue our discussions with the North Korean regime regarding the release of the three other American citizens that have been detained."
Dennis Rodman, the ex-NBA ball player, traveled to North Korea on Tuesday on a trip he said he hopes will open a door between U.S. President Donald Trump and the leaders in Pyongyang. Yahoo, an iconic early adapter of the World Wide Web, is now part of Verizon Communications after a $4.48 billion deal was finalized on Tuesday for Yahoo's core internet operations. The remainder of Yahoo will be called Atlaba Incorporated, which will serve as a holding company for Yahoo shares in a Chinese commerce giant, Alibaba. At the height of the dot-com bubble, Yahoo was worth $100 billion. This is VOA.